Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, with the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, where very carefully and casually, without much noise, the First Amendment is practiced. A good idea if you're attracting a global audience to post short tweets. Well, they're not tweets. They're short little messages with video is possible, with still photos, which is what I use. I like to use photos from before 1940. I found a whopper of a photo of Visalia, the first photo ever taken. Please, Devin. Devin's here, however, to comment on something else. Devin, I don't understand this story. Help me. It's about, I guess, competition for you, but you're so much more than Twitter. I don't want to say you're in one box. You're also Instagram. You're also looking at video. You're making Truth Social into a Swiss Army knife of social media. This is about Substack. Substack writers say Twitter's newsletter ban is bad for business and worse for Twitter. I believe this is The Verge reporting. This week, Twitter began restricting the promotion of links to Substack newsletters, a move that seems to fly in the face of owner Elon Musk's vocal support of free speech on the platform. The change is a huge problem for Substack writers, who have found Twitter to be one of the best places to attract new subscribers to their newsletters. Do you understand this, Devin? Substack is... They write articles. They're journalists, and some of them get paid, like Matt Taibbi. I subscribe to his Substack. I think I pay him $5 a month, something nominal, and I get the video audio of his conversation with a colleague of his. And everybody else on Substack is a journalist, a blogger, an editor. So what is this competition between Substack and Twitter? Why would Musk move to... Once again, the word is a move to ban. Change is a huge problem. Restricting, that's the polite way of saying ban. Do you understand this, Devin?
John, I don't understand the move by Twitter to do that. You know, a few months ago, they actually did the same thing to Truth Social, where they would not let people post a Truth Social link onto Twitter. And we thought that quite strange, as you point out. It's not exactly the First Amendment. You know, of course, at Truth Social, we allow you to post whatever you want. Matter of fact, we have a lot of people who just post their Twitter posts over to Truth Social, which, you know, I don't quite understand that. We don't necessarily like it. We'd rather have the content posted onto Truth Social. But look, you know, have at it. You want to post a Twitter link and drive people from your Truth Social account over to Twitter? That's fine. Of course, we like when people post Substack writings on Truth Social. We don't care what people post as long as it's not illegal content. And Substack, which has become very popular in the rise of independent journalism, just like you said, it allows someone to break away, like a Matt Taibbi, where they don't have to work for one of the relic fake news media outlets. They can essentially just operate on their own. And so this was very strange, because Taibbi was one of the ones who Musk had go through the Twitter files, and in fact did a lot of the great reporting that we've seen come out of the Twitter files on, as it related to the Russia hoax and how the FBI was intertwined with Twitter and working to suppress people's tweets as it related to the, from the Hunter Biden laptop to the Russia hoax, et cetera, et cetera. So very strange. I'm not sure. Nobody really understands it. Musk took to Twitter and kind of, I don't know if you say attacked Taibbi a little bit, but it was quite strange, saying that he was paid by Substack, which I don't know what that means, because of course anybody who's on Substack and they have, that's the whole point, is to be an independent journalist and to go on there and have subscribers. That's what Substack exists for. Now, moving forward, this is actually an area that we're getting into, because there is a concern that Substack could become woke and not allow certain people, certain creators on Substack. And that's actually where Rumble, which is our main partner, we ride, I always like to say we ride on the Rumble rails. Like, we developed this whole segment into the tech world where we're opening up the internet without using any of the big tech tyrant platforms. And we're doing that largely with Rumble, which is not just a Google or a YouTube alternative, but they're also into cloud systems. So we use the Rumble Cloud. We're beta testing that. They also have the Rumble ad system that we're beta testing that. Well, Rumble is also working on a subscriber type of platform. And actually, John, you probably know or are familiar with a guy by the name of Glenn Greenwald. He's one of the first major.
Sure.
Yeah. One of the first major reporters to switch over to this, using Rumble to not only do a nightly news broadcast, but then also interact with his audience. But also, there's a Substack-like feature where Greenwald is able to put up his writing onto Rumble. And so, you know, the more that this goes on between Substack and Twitter and these strange fights they're having over who could post what where, I think that proves all the more why True Social and Rumble are so critical to the future of having an open internet and the right to free speech.
I like competition. I like controversy. So does Musk. So I suspect that the spat between Musk and Taibbi will be some sort of respect of each other, because Taibbi was getting a lot of attention for the files that Musk made available to him. Maybe Mr. SpaceX is feeling his oats, saying, hey, look at me, I'm in charge. Devin, I don't understand about Twitter, though. It is this blue check business. You have to pay for something in order to be validated. It's all very messy, and I don't understand why I need to pay for people to think I'm me. I'm puzzled about that. Now, I don't use Twitter anymore. My aggregator, Audioboom, where I post my audio, my podcast, and this podcast will be on Audioboom, links directly to Twitter. So when I post a podcast on Audioboom, it goes right into Twitter, it goes right into Facebook, whatever. I don't pay attention to it. It just disseminates. But I don't need to be validated by Twitter to do that. You can do that without Twitter giving you a blue check. What do you make of this blue check business? Because now the New York Times, the Washington Post say, we're not going to pay for blue check. Well, why should you pay for blue check? What does it do for you?
Well, that's the challenge that Musk got into with this. I think that the issue is he has a lot of expenses and declining revenue. And he knew from the time that he bought Twitter, that he had overpaid. And as you remember, he tried to get out of the purchase. I never quite understood how you could pay $44 billion for something. He since has, I think, come out publicly and said that it's worth $20 billion. Still that's a considerable amount of money, but it's lost half its value in just this time, just the last 6 months since Musk took it over. So I think he's looking at it as some type of revenue stream. But I agree with you, John. I just think, why would somebody be paying for that when they can go to Instagram or True Social or TikTok or somewhere else and get it for free? So I don't quite understand that. And then what, you're going to let anybody get a blue check? The whole idea of that was that if you're, say, let's just say a politician, right? If you're an elected official, that the check was used to confirm that, in fact, okay, that really is Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell or whoever, versus somebody who could get on there and make fake accounts and pretend to be someone that they're not. I think that was the concept behind it. And it worked well for Twitter for a long time. So, and we have a similar system on True Social. We have a verification process that, because, we don't want there to be 27 John Bachelors on there. We want John Bachelor to know who John Bachelor really is. It's in our interest to make sure that we're keeping off. We, True Social, don't want to have a bunch of alias or fake John Bachelors on there.
All right. We'll leave it alone for the mysteries of Elon Musk. He might be distracted. You know, SpaceX is getting ready to fire Starship and wow everybody. So let's move to one other aspect of social media before we leave it behind. Social media is going through this transition. I don't know what more to call it than that. It's taking, once upon a time, you remember there was Ma Bell and everybody was connected, and Ma Bell was more powerful than the United States government. And then along came the courts and broke it up. And that was it turned out to be a benefit, because soon enough, all the small bells then turned into the mobile companies, and then we had the mobile phone, and now we're in a brave new world. Is that happening to social media? Is it fragmenting or breaking up because people want to use it in different ways than the original Facebook and Twitter?
Well, the danger has been that the woke companies and the government, the U.S. government, have decided who can be part of this and use the internet. And that really was the challenge. I mean, that's why companies like Rumble and Truth Social were started. I mean, I always like to say that Donald Trump sure didn't need a new company. I didn't need a new job, but we were essentially banned from the internet. So that new system of communication, for lack of a better term, the comms were down if you were a center right or a conservative or someone who had been shunned by the fake news and by the Democrats in this country. And so that's essentially the, you know, it's probably not legal, but many lawsuits were brought forward. It becomes very tough because the court system is also problematic now. You know, if you want to sue Amazon or Microsoft, you got to go into Seattle, where, you know, we now know these courts are rotting from within too. So seldom was it possible for anyone to even get a lawsuit to move forward to try to open some of these things up if somebody was using monopolistic types of tactics. So it became very, very frustrating. But then they went kind of full speed ahead with the censorship, you know, after the 2020 election, and just kicking millions of people off of platforms. And of course, you know, the history of Parler. It was a startup. It was kind of a precursor to the Truth Social and Rumble. I was one of the early adopters to that technology. Sadly, it used some two dozen woke companies like Amazon, who then in turn, once they were told, hey, these are bad people, meaning they were conservatives, and they completely shut down a company overnight. A $1 billion company was essentially wiped from the planet. So therein is why the need to have this video capability that Rumble has, to have a cloud capability that Rumble is building that we're testing, to have an ad platform that rivals the Google ad platform, which owns some 95% of the digital ad space. All of this has to be built in order to keep the internet open. It hasn't been easy, but so far we're successful. And now it's just making sure that the American people are educated as to, look, if you join a Substack or even a Twitter or a Facebook or a TikTok for that matter, or use Amazon cloud services, at any given point, they can take you down. You even saw that with the popular service where you can make donations to people.
GoFundMe.
You know, they've booted people off of their platforms. So you know, all of this is going to have to be built out with essentially I think Dan Bongino calls it the parallel economy. And really, there's just going to have to be a whole separate internet superhighway for people that believe in free speech and aren't going to kick people off the platforms based on their political views.
Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, where they practice First Amendment casually, every day, routinely. It doesn't take much. You let people say what they want, and you let other people judge whether it's accurate, whether it's provocative, or whether it's just foolishness. We're going to turn to one more. The word foolishness reminds me. The events in Manhattan in these last days having to do with the indictment of a former president, unprecedented. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.